2 Kings chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash the son of Ahaziah king of Judah, 3261 AH, 781 BC, Jehoahaz the son of Jehu began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 17 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. He did not depart from it. And the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael, all their days. And Jehoahaz sought the Lord Jehovah, and the Lord Jehovah listened to him, because he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And the Lord Jehovah gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians. And the children of Israel lived in their tents, as before. Nevertheless they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who caused Israel to sin, but walked in them. And there remained the grove also in Samaria. Neither did he leave of the people to Jehoahaz but 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen. Because the king of Syria had destroyed them, and had made them like the dust by threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Joash king of Judah, 3275 AH, 767 BC, Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel sin, but he walked in them. And the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers. 3293 AH, 749 BC, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha had fallen sick of his sickness of which he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down to him, and wept over his face, and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and its horsemen. And Elisha said to him, Take bow and arrows. And he took to himself bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, Put your hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's Jehovah's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. Because you shall strike the Syrians in Aphek, until you have consumed them. And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, Strike the ground. And he struck three times, and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him, and said, You should have stricken five or six times. Then you would have stricken Syria until you had consumed it, since now you shall strike Syria but three times. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that they saw a group of men, and they cast the man into the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down, and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and stood up on his feet. But Hazael king of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And the Lord Jehovah was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and had respect towards them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither did he cast them from his presence as yet. So Hazael king of Syria died. And Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his place. And Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities, which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father by war. Three times Joash beat him, and recovered the cities of Israel.